Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel. Juicy topic. When we damn near did a second day of family secrets. And this got started based off of some stuff that Scott revealed about his family and hidden second families. I had some relatives that had some very spotty military service. And we were having trouble keeping up with the texts that day. So I did something I usually don't do, but it was only just because you were just, I saw your eyes over there spinning like a slot machine trying to keep up. I went back and looked at some of the texts.
Oh, yeah.
A hallway of horrors.
Yeah, a lot of touching. A lot of touching, but it also just seemed like a lot of, kids that,
their parents weren't their parents.
Yeah, my brain is not working right now.
Newsflash, I'm your dad and this and that, but I have six other kids you know nothing about by three other women, and I just never told you. It's like a lot of that.
Like, how do you live like a complete double life and keep it a secret? I mean, that's got to be...
Did Wendy tell you hers that day by any chance?
I don't think so.
Let me see if I can pull it up. She was chiming in when we were talking about it. Oh, if I have it, I would be so happy. If not, it'll bum me out. But I believe, okay, she said that her grandmother thought she was one of three children, only to find out at a funeral that she was one of six children.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a lot of those.
All these hidden children stuff like that. So you'll hear about it coming up right now. We asked you to tell us some of your family secrets, and boy, did you deliver.
Damn.
Secrets.
Family secrets.
Michael, refresh me how this came to pass. I love the concept. I've known people. I've been related to people that have had a family secret. Maybe someone was a criminal in another life, maybe. Someone isn't who they say they were with an entirely new identity. It seems like in the older times, your 20s, 40s, even as late as the 60s and 70s, you could cover up a former life, a second life, an illegitimate child, shady business dealings, much easier than you could today.
Hey. Yep.
You've got somebody.
I got a family secret. I don't know when it came to light, maybe 10, 15 years ago or something, a woman came around and she was like, hey, this to my father and his siblings, she's like, I think I might be your half sister. And they're all like, huh?
What? Say what?
And they're like, is your father Harold Reardon? They're like, well, yes, he is. And they're like, well, he's my dad, too.
What?
And they're all kind of like, huh? Who are you and where are you from? Apparently, he died a long time ago. Died like when my dad was like 13 or 14. Never knew the man. But back in the day-o, old Grandpa Reardon, double life. Nobody knew about it until they were in their 40s or 50s. Wow. He had another woman. Another... apartment,
yeah.
Kids, in addition to my grandma and all my aunts and uncles. Double life.
I live
family
one
secret
of those.
Nobody knew.
How hard is it to pull that off?
Not back in the day. There was no. I mean, there's no social media. There's no nothing. I mean,
I was
going
to say just from
easy.
A timetable though. I got to run to the store. You go to the other family. You go to the other family. I'm going to run to the store.
Maybe grandma knew. I don't know.
Was he a traveling businessman?
I don't know all the details. I don't know much about it.
God, that's fascinating.
It's pretty interesting, though. Family secret, double life.
Wow.
It kind of was a family. Like, he kept the secret, but it wasn't like a family secret. Like, you know what I mean? Not like everybody knew and you just didn't say anything. There's family secrets that the whole family knows that you just don't talk about.
You don't bring it up.
This was more like he kept this from the whole family.
That's a hell of a secret.
Well, I guess he died, so once you die, your secret's gone forever.
Yeah, it dies with you. But yeah, I know the different levels you're talking about, the ones that are revealed after someone dies and you go through a journal or some photos, or in your case where this woman shows up. Then you have the ones where it's just, we don't speak about what Tim has done. We don't talk about it. I might have had somebody in my family on my... on one of the sides, I won't say which one, because I know various sides of the family listen. But if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. That a set of grandparents kind of sheltered for years after going AWOL. Kind of Upton split on his service a long time ago.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Not my dad. My dad served proudly 6 years. But there might have been a sibling.
Did he head north over the border?
No, headed into a basement. And we're like,
just kind of.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him. Meanwhile, he's 20 feet beneath their feet.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
And just sort of rode it out. And they eventually just stopped knocking. Just laid low.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a dirty secret.
He's not alive any longer, so I don't have to worry about it. But, yeah, it's a dirty secret. I think he, I'm not sure why. I never got the details, but, yeah, someone was like, can't do it anymore. Ducked. Hit him in the basement. Anybody
else in the room want to share? Anybody?
Are we the only ones with scumbags in our family?
What? My family has secrets. They've kept them secret from me, but I'm thinking Spiegel's got to have.
So you don't have anything? You don't got anything?
Not that I know of.
No?
I don't have anything. Even if I did, I wouldn't snitch.
Yeah. You know what Josh is? He ain't a punk bitch. Oh, yeah. I can only imagine some of the secrets. Let's go to the phones here real quick. We'll continue to take your calls coming up out of sports. Ron, good morning, Ron.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, brother?
What's up, Ron?
What's up? Love the show.
Thank you.
We love you.
Family secrets. What do you got?
When we were kids, we weren't allowed to tell my grandmother that we knew my grandfather was alive and that we were seeing him.
Whoa! Dude! What did she think happened to him?
I don't know the details about that, but I do know that later on when I was growing up and when I was before I was 10, my mother decided that she thought my grandfather was still alive and started searching for my grandfather because my dad didn't know that he was alive either.
So your grandmother thinks he's dead. Meanwhile, he just kind of up and left or something?
I really don't know what happened, but my mother just figured, you know, there's got to be something about this story. I never did hear the story why, but my mother found my grandfather in Pennsylvania. And then for years and years and years when we were kids, we used to go to York, Pennsylvania to see my grandparents all the time. But we weren't allowed to tell my grandma.
And they entrusted you as kids with that secret. Like, you cannot tell grandma that we're going to see grandpa.
Yep.
Whoa, that's crazy.
How old were you? How old were you at the time?
5, 6, 7 years old.
Did she ever, is your grandmother still with us?
No. She's been long gone.
Before she died, did this ever? Nope. She never knew. She
never knew.
She thought he was dead.
But you set the bar for a family secret there. And hey, good on you. As a 5 or 6 year old being able to lock a secret down. Yeah. Holy hell. I can't get the kids I live with to not tell mom if I'm having Doritos before dinner.
I know, right?
You're keeping a family secret.
We were told if you tell grandma, then she's going to go nuts.
Yeah, there's some things that are better. They say when you do something like that, you need to look at all facets of it. Like, what would be the benefit?
Let the past stay there.
Yeah, I mean, it would just destroy her as a woman. So you have to realize that and just keep it, you know.
Boy, a lot of illegitimate kids out there. A lot of secret children out there. Yeah, a lot of double lives.
A lot of double lives. I'm getting a ton.
My sister's my aunt. My son isn't mine. Still waiting for somebody that used to be a Nazi and fled and changed their whole life.
I got something here. Yeah, 56332. During the Cold War, my grandfather worked for the government spying on the Soviets. My grandmother didn't find out till his funeral, when people from the State Department broke into his car and house and took his briefcase and other items.
Oh, that's cool. That's sexy. Like, you finally go into the study that he never let you in, and you're fidgeting around with him stuff, and you spin that globe, and all of a sudden the fake wall opens up, and there's all kinds of equipment in there. Oh, that's fun.
My mother had a sibling she knew nothing about until my grandfather passed away in 2005, and she and my mother and her 9 other brothers and sisters all met at a funeral. They grew up less than 2 miles from each other and didn't even know each other existed.
Dude.
They met at the funeral.
You should read some of the stuff that I'm reading on screen here. I'm going to start with Jesse, just based off of how cool the description sounds. Jesse, let me read this here. It says, your wife's grandfather died, and then a manila envelope showed up.
What? Yeah, so I'm on, right?
You're on, bud.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to say I love you guys, Spiegel. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so, he was a kind of twisted individual. I won't get into all that, but he was pretty high ranking in the government. They were over in Germany. And when he died, a few days later, a manila envelope showed up on the doorstep. And inside of it was a bunch of people, like pictures of people tied to chairs, beaten, tortured, shot in the face.
Wow. What does that even mean? I don't understand. What does it mean? What is that? What are the pictures?
I guess he was some kind of torture artist. I don't know what they call that. But the family burned them, of course. They didn't want that around, but they have no idea where it came from or anything.
So the photos are all gone.
As far as I know, I don't think that's something you keep around. I started dating my wife shortly after that. So she had told me a few years ago that, that all these kind of shady things started coming out. And that was the one that I was just like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Wow.
So, he was into some weird. Yeah, he was into some weird stuff.
Oh, that is cool. Thank you for the call, man. And you got to wonder how many stories we'll get in that regard. The government agent, and I know, John, if you're listening, my buddy John, we know, John, your wife isn't a data analyst for the NSA. She has skills. One day, we will find out that she is a version of the Black Widow. We're convinced my friend John's wife is a super secret agent.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. And she's hot.
I know. I've seen her.
Yes. And we're convinced she has capabilities. We've seen like stuff drop off of a countertop and she just snatches it up real quick. Like, how the hell did you move that quick?
I just do data entry.
Here's another text. Great uncle is a preacher. He let his father store some stuff in the basement of the church. When he died, they were going through the stuff that was in the basement, and they found a trunk filled with his KKK garb.
Oh, you got to think a lot different about Grandpa after that. Can you only imagine how many times after someone's passed, you've gone through their effects, and you find some sketchy-ass porn?
Yes.
Oh, that's what Grandpa was into?
Oh, he was into that.
Oh no.
Wow. I didn't need to know that.
No wonder he loved taking the kids to the playground. That's great. Let's go ahead and take all his photos off the wall. Let's go to... Oh, this is a good one. Let's talk to Tim in Pasadena. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Bard.
What's your family secret?
I didn't find out till I was 27 years old on a fishing trip that my father wasn't my father, and my godfather was actually my real dad.
Whoa. Your godfather was your real dad. So who was the guy that was claiming to be your dad?
The guy my mother was married to, it happened over just out fishing on the Chesapeake Bay. My godfather turned to me and goes, I got something I need to tell you. I said, what's that? He goes, you know, I'm your real dad, right?
And you were like, no,
no.
I said, are you serious? He goes, oh yeah, absolutely. And then he told me the whole backstory and I said, okay.
And how did
what
you-
do we do now? He goes, nothing, just letting you know.
And how did you process this and how's it gone since then?
It took a lot of Coors Light to process.
Wow.
I still haven't talked to my mother about it.
Because Scott said this leading into the break, some of these secrets, man, they might just well be left in the past.
Yeah.
What benefit
Let
was that of
you? Sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah. Are you glad he told you? Are you more upset? Do you almost wish you still had the ignorance you had before?
I think it's weird when I look at the guy I've called my dad for the last 30 years.
Well, he has been your dad for the last 30 years. He's not your biological father, but he's your father and he's your dad, right? He raised you?
Oh, but I mean all the photos of him holding me as a newborn and my son. Well, it's like, hey, hold on a second. There's somebody missing from this equation.
It's all been big ruse.
Wow. Do you know why they did that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, it's so
strange.
Like
he said, his mom was, I guess she didn't love... You know, or she got pregnant by the godfather, but that's not the woman she chose to marry. So it's like, whew.
Thank
I
you for the
know.
Call, Tim. Okay. This
a lot of
is,
affairs, a lot of secret chill. The texts just go crazy.
This one is a whopper because it deals with a pretty monumental moment in American history. Good morning, Mike. Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hello. What's happening, guys?
Go ahead. Lay it on us.
All right. So... And basically, this guy was like my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he told my uncle on his deathbed that we can't trust the government. And that's the whole...
Mike, you're breaking up.
Hold on, you're breaking up.
Come on, Mike.
Get a clear signal here. What's going on?
Is that better?
Not really. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not hanging up. I want to come back to you because if a tenth of what the screen description is true, this is a humdinger. All right, so I'm gonna check back in with you in just a second.
Get a better signal. Do something.
Let's go to William, see if William sounds any better. William, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Willie?
What's your secret?
My grandfather actually was friends with Charles Manson.
Whoa! Oh! Hey, judge a man by the company he keeps, and your grandfather gets pretty
good
company.
Hang on. This is Bengals. My grandfather used to live out in California back in his heyday years, so he went touring all around. And the way the story goes is that he met up with this strange man who talked of all these government conspiracies and everything, and he ran with a group of kids. And the way that my grandmother said that, she looked in a paper one day and saw that this woman was murdered by the name of Sharon Tate, and she's like, that's the guy your grandfather knew. What? It's Charles? My granddaddy knew Charles Manson?
Wow, that's pretty wild. A cool connection, not necessarily secret. a secret, but still... Pretty wild. Let's go to Daniel, and then we'll try our buddy Mike again. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, so, you know, my grandfather grew up right around where you guys are now in Hamden, and his thought to be father was Scottish, and so my grandfather was go-hard Scottish, would wear a kilt to a wedding, and it turned out that he was actually the illegitimate son of this Italian gangster who lived across the alley. Back then, like, that stuff really meant something. But, so he remembers, like, fighting with his actual brothers in the alley and stuff growing up, hating Italians, realistically. But the guy don't look Scottish. He looks Italian, and so do my mother, so do I. We look, you know, we're dark-haired and stuff.
He grew up his whole life hating the Italian kids across the street, thinking he's Scottish, fighting them wearing kilts. It turns out he's Italian.
He's Italian.
Yeah. And back when the internet started, you know, there's some websites that help you with genealogy, but he did it as like an art form, you know, 15 years ago, and this is how he found it out. He kind of found it out by trying to trace his lineage back, and I think that's how he found it out, so,
Wow. Yeah.
And his lineage came back to the guy Tony across the street.
Yeah. Tony Vespucci. Yeah, it wasn't Shane O'Loughlin. Oh, my God, that's funny. That reminds me of that Clayton Bigsby sketch Chappelle did where turns out he was just a blind black guy who had no idea that he was black in the Klan. All right, let's try Mike again. Mike, you sound any better, buddy?
Do I sound any better?
Yes. There you go.
All right, so what it was is the guy, he's basically like my grandfather. My uncle married his daughter, and we've known him his whole life. And on his deathbed, he told my uncle that basically you can't trust the government and that the JFK was a conspiracy to cover up something. And that he was in the CIA for years and the FBI. Yeah, his daughter, my aunt, was actually worked for the NSA. So, like, it's long lines tied to the government. His father worked for him.
Lifelong ties to the government. He worked in the government his whole life. He's a CIA, FBI kind of guy. He's about to pass it on his deathbed. He says, don't trust the government, and alludes to the fact that the JFK thing was
Like an inside job?
So basically an inside job. He claims that he worked on that case to cover up things.
He helped cover up the JFK assassination, and he reveals this on his deathbed.
That's what he told my uncle. That's what my uncle told our family.
Wow! That's a big one.
Dude, the world as I know it has changed.